President John Mahama has announced the opening of a communication channel for regular engagement with the leadership of all political parties in the country on national issues. The move, he indicated, is geared towards advancing democratic growth, national cohesion, and economic development. President Mahama said the nation has become too polarized, saying discussions of national issues with political bias is a disincentive to development. He announced this at the annual senior citizens luncheon held at the banquet hall of the State House in Accra. Abraham Donko has the details.
Ghana's Republic Day, which is also known as Senior Citizens Day, has become a forum where senior citizens who have distinguished themselves in every field of endeavor are feted by the president. The president seized the opportunity to convey the nation's gratitude to all senior citizens who have helped to build the nation. President Mahama touched on some thematic and pressing areas that demand urgent attention. These are urbanization and its challenges, the economy, corruption and abuse of office, governance and the preservation of our positive cultural heritage. The president noted that the day is significant and called for serious introspection with emphasis on challenges and successes chalked up over the years. He said many of the challenges being encountered are self-inflicted and the time has come for all to change their attitudes towards the national cause. He mentioned the current floods being experienced in parts of the country as an example.
Today must become a day of introspection, a day to reflect on the challenges we face and celebrate the successes we have chalked. On June 3rd this year, our country was struck by twin disasters, torrential flooding and an explosion at the filling station, which together took a high toll in human lives and left many injured and scarred for life. These events call for an attitudinal shift at both the level of the citizenry and the relevant state authorities.
President Mahama also touched on measures government has instituted to mitigate the effects of the economic challenges on the citizenry.
Ghana has made remarkable progress in the growth of our economy and is currently classified as a middle-income country. Despite this progress, our country, like many other emerging economies, has been experiencing challenges, especially on the side of macro stability. This has been characterized by high fiscal deficits, which have in turn pushed up inflation and interest rates. These challenges compelled me to put the country in a program with the IMF. This three-year program will seek to significantly reduce the deficit and bring down inflation and interest rates.
A representative of the senior citizens, who is also a former Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Madam Benedicta Nana Baini, expressed gratitude to President Mahama for hosting them. She said they feel proud that the nation acknowledges their efforts. Madam Baini was, however, worried about time management and lateness to programs. According to her, the canker inhibits productivity at all levels and must be looked at and corrected. She also spoke about the need to ensure quality education.
The issue of time management or time conscious has been a source of worry to successive governments from the First Republic to date, including the military regimes. Mr. President, what has become known as African punctuality or Ghanaian time is a canker when it comes to making use of the stipulated 8-man hours as permitted by our labor laws.
President Mahama used the occasion to dance and interact with the senior citizens. Present was the Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Wood, and her husband.
Abraham Donko reporting.